We're home!
JK!
We're on the podcast!
We are! I love Lucy!
What are you talking about? Isn't that something he says?
He says a lot of things like that.
Yeah, like, what are you talking about?
You know what I realized, guys? Well, I thought I realized until I realized that...
Realize. You know what I mean?
Until I realized what the Mercado is actually Puerto Rican and not Cuban, because I was going to say, we have
I
a Cuban...
I thought he was Spanish.
He's Puerto Rican. RP.
No, I mean, but, what does it have to do with anything? I'm just saying he's Spanish.
No, I said he is Puerto Rican. And then I said,
I get it.
But
yeah.
We have a Cuban tied to every single one of our costumes except Guatemala and Draco and Hermione.
Yeah. I mean, the only ties there was that we were two Cubans dressed as them. That's pretty much the only tie.
Pitbull and...
That's it.
Oh, I guess never mind then. Well, we're keeping card. Oh,
it's
Cuban.
It's funny because Luis was asking me. He's like, oh, are you guys going to be anything like, you know how like us Mexicans have like La Llorona? Like, are you guys going to be something like that, but Cuban? I'm like, yeah, we're going to be Pitbull.
Yeah, exactly.
That's our mystical, magical Cuban creature. I'm sad we're not Pitbull anymore, which is weird because I hated it so much in the moment, but I loved that episode so much that I'm
but
sad.
But you know,
him.
It was a big hit. People really loved that costume. I saw a lot of comments that people were like, this is my favorite costume so far.
I'm so dead. I saw one costume of somebody saying they literally had a vision of us in Pitbull costumes and they knew that we were gonna do it.
Oh my god, I saw that comment. You said it. Yeah. You said costume, but you meant comment. But yes, I saw that comment.
Did I say I saw that costume?
You oh, did.
Girl,
it's
we are filming very late today.
We're filming at almost midnight, but hello, we are Lucy and Ethel.
Oh my god, guys, this is so exciting. Well, first of all, has this whole thing that they've been seeing been in black and white? Are we going to do a reveal right now?
Oh, yeah, we have to do a reveal. Ready?
Well, what's the reveal? We don't even have anything planned. I love how you plan like we have a choreographed.
We need to show them the magic that you created with these costumes. We got to adjust their TVs.
Oh, your TVs aren't showing us in color, of course.
Yeah, let me press this button.
I love the button. Somewhere in outer space. God bless. I thought you were going to pretend their TV was that. But you know what? Great job. That was great.
You told me to point off camera. Was I too far? Wait. You know, you get it. We're in color now.
Yeah,
surprise.
You know, we tried. We really did.
How epic are our costumes? Jesse made them. Look at this.
I did. Well, made is a very strong word.
What?
I tried my bestest. I was having several breakdowns last night. Not crying. Which... Everybody loved a little too much for my taste, but I was having a moment because we don't have the same buttons now. That was a big thing. That was going to drive me nuts.
We don't have the same buttons?
I bought you like the vintagey blouse buttons. I bought myself it too. Like it was enough for both of us. And I did yours first because I wanted to give it to you the first time that I went to Miami so you could have it.
Yeah.
And I just didn't do mine for a really long time. And guess how easy it is for 6 buttons to go missing when they're loose.
No way.
Very. Oh, girl, I don't know where the fuck they are. Yeah. You know, I just... did something that you don't need to know about because then you're going to be, you know, people will start staring at it. But I think it looks fine.
Honestly, from this angle, it looks great to me.
You know, I did try my best. Oh, actually, I think from this angle, they can definitely see that I just fabric glued. You know what? Let's just move on.
Listen.
Nobody needs to see anything.
Listen, I think you did an amazing job with these costumes. They literally look just like the Bon Bon episode, if you guys didn't know. Well, first of all, if you guys don't know I Love Lucy, you're probably too young to watch this podcast.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know about that.
Or maybe you just
80s.
Don't know about I Love Lucy.
Yeah.
But it was one of my favorite shows ever growing up, which is insane. It was like fully in black and white. I shared a bedroom with my sister growing up and our whole room was I Love Lucy themed for years.
Oh my god, I didn't know that.
Our room was painted red and everything was in black and white.
Oh my gosh. Well, we wanted some of it to be black and white, but I didn't think that we wanted to be black and white the whole episode, you know?
Right. So our background's in black and white, like their living room, but we're in color.
And this episode, when it aired, if you don't know, it's an iconic fucking scene where basically Lucy and Ethel are working at a like candy factory, like with little chocolate bonbons, and they start off with a conveyor belt of chocolate and it's moving and they're like doing everything that they need to do, but it starts moving too fast, so they start freaking out, they start eating it, they start putting it in their hat. You know, it's a very iconic television scene.
That scene is so crazy. And imagine like during that time, like that scene like broke history. History,
literally. The fact that we know about it and we weren't even alive when it aired, probably.
I know, it's insane. That show in general truly like changed so many things.
I think it's
It did. I don't think, have you looked
no,
up the
no,
lore?
No, I'm not laughing at that. I literally just, I just had a thought in my head of like, what is our show? Because last episode to this episode, those are two different shows. Those aren't the same show. You know, no, we're talking literally. About here like, oh, I Love Lucy, such a classic. And then last show, we were like, after three lines of cocaine, it seemed, allegedly, that's not what we did at all.
No, don't even say allegedly. That's not what we did at
no,
all.
No, yeah. No, we didn't do that.
I have never done that in my life.
No, me neither. Me neither. We've said that before. Yeah. And we definitely wouldn't do it together for the first time.
Definitely
let me tell you
not. That. Honestly, guys, if I ever tried that, it would probably give me... I'd go into cardiac arrest and die. Like,
I actually believe that. I say that, but I believe it about you.
Yeah, I could never. I could never put something that crazy in my body. I already am high off natural
electric.
Cocaine.
Yeah, 100%. But anyway, I just thought that was really funny while I was watching you calmly explain, you know, how classic I Love Lucy is. I'm like, oh, remember?
The thing is that, bro, last week's episode was so chaotic. I was watching it back like, Kathleen, shut the fuck up.
No, that's how I was watching myself.
No.
You know what it was? It was a mixture of things, okay? And I don't think, honestly, not even one of the parts of the mixture was the Dole Whip mimosa. I really don't. I think it was other things. But I think one of the main reasons we were so, like, hyped and just doing it is because Abby and Janice were there watching us film. And so we kind of just felt like, let's just get this over with. Like, let's just do it really quick.
It was the first episode where we had a live studio audience.
I know. Kind of maybe a glimpse into what we can provide at the Coca-Cola Roxy.
Uh-oh. Coca-Cane Roxy.
What's Coca-Cane Roxy.
Gonna give them Coca-Cola.
If that's something you're interested in, two bees just zooming for like 10 minutes, not making any fucking sense. But honestly, I was cracking up editing it. We didn't get to tell you everything though. And when we left, we were on such like a high and zooming and just trying to tell a story that we're like, fuck, we forgot this, this, and that. And then some things happened afterwards and we have things to say.
Yeah, we do have a few things to talk about to recap on the last episode. But I just want to say, guys, it's episode 16. I can't believe we've made it to episode 16 already. And also, it is our last Halloween episode. I'm kind of sad.
I am kind of sad as well. I won't explain what my room looks like right now, but there's Draco Malfoy stuff thrown. It's just like the remnants of Halloween all around me. And I just
your
think
cop
it's like,
costume.
Literally. No, I put that straight in the Goodwill bin. Oh my God, it was
why?
Like the
you, you actually, I was watching that episode of Do We Know Them, and you look hot in your, I was going to say cowboy, in your cop costume.
I don't know if that's how I would describe it. Yeah, I got the men one because I wanted to be comfortable, because all the women ones, I'm like, okay, not every woman officer wants to be with a tiny little skirt, okay? Like,
and
that's
with
not what I'm looking
out.
For. Yeah, it was kind of big. It was kind of baggy, but it was like comfortable enough, but it was very scratchy material. Very scratchy.
Well, you looked great.
Thank you so much. God bless. Love that. Thank you so much. But yeah, no, it's sad that Halloween's over. But you know what's coming up? Fucking Christmas. How fun is Christmas? I love Christmas.
We don't dress up for Christmas.
Who said?
Are we going to dress up?
We could be reindeers.
We could be Mr. and Mrs. Claus. Every Wednesday in December, folks.
No, we can make something pop, okay? We can really do something.
Yeah, no, we can. But when you're watching this, Halloween is in 2 days. It's on Friday. So we'd love to know what you guys are doing for Halloween. What are you finally? Well, I know you guys are all going to be fairies, but are you going to go trick-or-treating and stuff?
Oh, yeah, honey. We're going to rent golf carts and we're going to trick-or-treat. My neighborhood takes trick-or-treating very seriously. Not my immediate neighborhood, but like the subdivision. People like come to our subdivision to like go trick-or-treating.
Golf carts and all?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. People really, really, really like our neighborhood. There used to be a lady and she moved away, that selfish bitch. But she used to set up an entire dance floor outside, hire a DJ, and literally like put like fog and just like everybody would come to her house and dance outside on the sidewalk.
Oh, my God. I love that. That's what Halloween's all about, man. I remember being younger and walking pretty much everywhere and everybody was trick-or-treating and, you know, in the spirit. And now, oh, my God, so many neighborhoods here just like dead. No Halloween magic.
That's honestly how my neighborhood is a little bit. I feel bad because like last Halloween, the guy like four doors to the right of me had just moved in and he got so excited and he like was waiting outside with candy and for everyone. Nobody comes to your house. Like I leave out a bucket while I go trick-or-treating just in case, you know, some kids come. I don't want to give them nothing, but like it's always full when I come back, you know. He really must think that we suck. But I'm like, Papito, you gotta go one more block that way, and it's a big
that's
a party.
Yeah, it's crazy how that works. But I'm glad. I'm glad you guys are gonna do that. That's fun. I don't think I'm gonna do anything on Halloween. I don't think I'm gonna do anything.
So sad.
I might put this on and just like.
But you have so many friends with kids. Go trick or treat with them.
I know. I might. I might like hit up Stephanie and go trick or treating with them.
Or you can do like a stay at home and watch like Halloween Town and like all the fun.
That's
Halloween
usually
movies.
My vibe these days.
Yeah, which I do love. I love that.
Well, anyway, folks, we have a full episode for you today.
Oh, boy. What does that mean? She did tell me, don't worry about anything. I've got it all taken care of.
Oh, my God. I almost choked on my saliva.
Oh, my God. You choke a lot, actually. You might actually have that throat condition you joked about.
I have that throat condition I was talking about.
You got a tiny little throat.
Yeah, I got a tiny little throat. But... I was gonna say
something that I should. Yeah, say. I know. But we gotta, we're different people this episode.
Yeah, no, Lucy and Ethel would never.
They would never. They would drink White Claws. I thought about that, and they would. They would.
They would. They would. I mean, they sleep 100%. In separate bedrooms from their husband, but they would.
Right. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, it was. That's so funny that they're like literally in twin beds on the show. Like Lucy and Ricky are like. Like push their bed
that
together.
That doesn't make sense because I feel like what most people separate from their spouse for is like snoring or like loud things or things they don't want to be in the same room. But like, why not be in the same bed?
Well, because it was, during that time they couldn't do that on television. Are you crazy?
Is that literally why you think?
Yeah, that's why. I remember watching an interview where Ricky was talking about it, and when she got pregnant in real life, they like wrote it into the show, and he said that was like a huge deal that they were like, oh my god, so the audience is gonna know you guys fornicated.
Oh my god.
It was like this whole thing, but
meanwhile the audience is watching and then they go and they fuck, so what the hell.
Yeah, they're like fucking watching was at the same time.
I mean, that's just absolutely hypocritical in my opinion.
I
the shit they found scandalous. What would they have thought about the JK podcast? Am I right?
Oh my god, exactly. Oh my god, what would Lucy and Ethel think about James Joyce?
I think they would have loved it. I do. I do.
I think they would have loved it too. I think they would have loved it too. But guys, we need to tell you about our exit from that podcast studio.
No. First of all, everything about it, that was one of the... I fear we got scammed. No. That's not... No, we didn't. No. 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 Stop. I can just see it now. Like, the owner makes his own video. He's like, these people were fucking freaks.
No, guys, we were freaks. It was so funny at one point. Okay, so we were
done. I thought
we
were funny, but I do see how
we were
came
so
off
funny.
Very, very, very weird. I started it off like the way I like to break the ice is just like, I don't know, by joking right away. You know what I mean? Right. Like some people don't like that. And I do understand that he's there, he's all profesh and whatnot. He set up the studio the day before. Not quite to my specifications, but he set it up. I could have sworn, I can't see it now because I can't see like the form that I submitted. I thought that I had asked for the green sofa with like the grass wall in the back.
No, and you did ask for that studio with the green sofa.
I thought
and the grass
I did, but I don't know.
You
maybe
did.
Maybe I didn't. Maybe he did because it was kind of green, the sofa. You know what I mean? So maybe he thought it was that one. And he tried to call me the day before and I didn't answer. So that is my bad.
Okay,
I'm getting
fine.
Ahead of his exposed video. Okay.
Fine. Maybe you didn't enter his call, but those chairs we were sitting on, they were not green. They were like a charcoal gray blue. So please.
I just can't believe that anything in that room, they charge the amount that they charged us for.
No. So listen to this. When we get there, they take us into the studio. They're like, okay, we set this up. And then we go outside. And since, she had told me that we had picked the green grass wall with the couch, I walk outside where the guy sits down and go, where are we filming? I'm like saying it so loud. I'm like telling Jesse, I'm like, but where are we filming? Is it here? I'm like looking at the green couch with the wall. I'm like, are we filming over there? Like right here in front of this guy? And Jesse's like, and I'm like, what? We go into the room. She's like, this is the studio. I'm like, this is the studio. I thought this was the waiting area.
I don't know, but this is it. This is the studio we're filming in. And granted, they usually charge a little bit more if you need them to like film it for you and like set up lighting and mics and all that stuff. But it was still very expensive.
It was so expensive.
I needed to like bring that up because honestly, that was part of me breaking down. It was. I was genuinely like feeling the time crunch. And then he had told us like, no matter what, like we could extend the time a little bit because we were late because we were boiling hot trying to find the fucking lift area in Disney Springs. But he had said there's a hard stop at 4. So I was just panicking because I couldn't get the bald cap on. And that's why
I
spiraled.
It was 50%. This bald cap isn't gluing, and 50%. Like we need to get out of here at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, 100%. And I had made the joke to him in the beginning and I said, hey, like, don't be alarmed if you see us walking around in bald caps. You know what I mean? Like, it was just like, you know, like trying to break the ice. And he literally was like, bald caps? Like, did not crack, not a singular smile, not even the beginning of a smile. That made me nervous immediately. I was like, oh, no, yeah. Great.
He was like, bald caps. But then when we were done filming and we were like picking up, Abby goes outside to like ask him for something. And he literally concerned was like, hey, is everything all right in there? I think I heard somebody crying back there.
And then Abby was like, I was crying laughing. Is that, you know, what you meant? And he's like, no, like somebody was like crying, like, in pain or something,
like wailing. Like,
he asked if it was part of a bit or something, and she said, we're like, no, that was my friend. She couldn't get her bald cap on. I'm like, oh my God. So then when I found that out, I at the end told him, like, I shook his hand. We still had our goatees on.
Oh, okay. But that's the thing, is that when we were done, we had to rush. She had to rush to the airport and I had to rush to the train station. Well, they're in the same place, but you know, we had to rush to the train and the airplane. And so we couldn't do a lot of like removing of the glue. And mind you guys, like, we had it in our hair. It was stuck. I actually have a scab on the side of my forehead.
No, you don't.
I was scrubbing. I swear, I'm going to show you. I'm going to take a picture. When I take off my makeup, I'm going to show you. Like, you know, like when you fall and scrape your knee and then like a week later you have like the rough scabby skin. Yeah. That's what I have right here on the side of my forehead.
I have to say my removal was magnificent.
Oh my God. Mine was not.
Honestly. Truly.
Mine was not. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Mine was on there glued. Okay. And it took me forever to remove it. But anyway, so we were trying to rush out of there. We still had like the goatee. Like, we looked insane. And we go up to him. Jesse like shakes his hand.
And again, I'm trying to joke. I'm trying to break the ice. So I'm like, I know you think we're freaks. It's all right. Like, it was just like, and he literally, oh my God, this haunts me to this day. I cannot even get the sentence out. You say it.
He goes, yeah, I guess.
That sent me, I thought about it day and night since then. Since
the
then,
way
I thought
he
about that
said,
every day.
I guess. The way he
after
said,
after I said,
guess.
I know you think we're freaks. And he said, yeah, I guess. I'm like, what? You do? Oh my God, it was awful. It was awful. And after getting reamed for over $500, I was like, I'm going to jump off the nearest cliff. Thank you. This is awful.
She ran out of there so quick. I was like,
no, literally, he said it to us. And the second the door closed, me and Kathleen look at each other. We're like what?
We turned the corner. We're like,
that was rude.
What was that about?
And then Abby comes through and just said, like, he's a man. He doesn't know anything funny. Like, he doesn't get it. I'm like, okay.
You're like, you're right. You're right, queen. Right. That's true. That's true. That's true.
I still felt so self-conscious after that. So I love when we spend money to not have a very nice background and also to feel really judged. Love that. That was a great choice.
Dude, we could have filmed that in our hotel room, bro.
Listen, honestly, I'm not going to fight you on that. You're right. You're right about that. 100%. We literally had like our own lights. Their lights, I mean, I guess it illuminated the back of our chairs. I am just very confused about that whole experience, but who cares? Everybody loved the episode.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it was a great episode. I thought it was so funny. And yeah, I had a great weekend. It was great seeing you. It was so much fun.
Oh, well, don't miss me too much. I'll see you in 2 days.
That is true.
Literally, I don't know what I'm doing. When I realized that I booked 2 back-to-back weekends, because I forgot who was telling me that. Was it you?
It was me. We were guys, we were sitting in the hotel room and I told her, I'm like, what possessed you to like come to Florida this weekend and then have to come again next weekend on Friday? She's like, no, it's not next Friday. It's the Friday after that. I'm like, girl, the Friday after that is November. It's already November.
I literally
and she's
like,
what? Oh, I'm going on Friday again.
And that pretty much brings us to why we're filming at 10 o'clock at night, because literally my schedule was so fucked coming back and then trying to get everything done to leave again. I completely thought it was smooth sailing. I didn't have to worry about another trip for another week, but no, I'm going to see her literally in like a day. We're not going to be filming, but.
Oh, yeah, we're not going to be filming in person, but we're going to tell you stories on next week's episode. Let me tell you.
That's for sure.
Because we're going to the sex cult house.
Yeah, we're going to the sex cult house. We're bringing Talia. It's fire night. And it's guess fire what? Night. They bring different people every time. I have thought briefly about the fact that what if they had seen us? In our, you know,
they didn't see us.
There was people tagging me even on TikTok trying to be like, oh, was this the place that you like, the sex cult place? And I'm like, no, like they're like literally trying to guess. But I was surprised nobody guessed it. However, that's where I will be bringing you with Talia. And
yeah, because it's like a very secret society. OK,
another story that we failed to mention, and it was actually devastating that we didn't, was what happened right before we left to go to Disney Springs. And what was that, Kathleen?
Oh my God, I know. I completely forgot to tell you guys. So you know how I was in a super rush? I was rushing to get to my...
That's an accurate portrayal. Yeah, super rush is what it's called.
I was rushing to get to George's wine bar because as you guys know, they charge you per person if you miss your reservation. And dude, I accidentally... Okay, so we had to go downstairs. It was the day that we were checking out of the hotel. So we had to leave all of our luggage downstairs. I was convinced there was going to be a long line at the concierge. And I was like, we're not going to be able to make it to George's wine bar.
That was her first hurdle. She goes, watch. When we get there, there's going to be a huge line of everybody waiting to give their bags. And we're not going to be able to make it to George's wine bar.
Because it was Sunday morning.
And guess what? There wasn't a single soul. Not one person.
Thank God. Thank God. Whatever. So I go to, we go to put our bags and Jesse, Abby and Janice are already in the car. And I'm like putting the things. I go to give him my book bag. I guess the top part of my book bag, like, well, not I guess. It was completely open. Mind you, that's where I keep like my underwears and my socks. And then I have my perfume like shoved in between so that, you know, it doesn't break. I go to give him my backpack. When I give it to him, I go to run immediately. Like I hand it to him and I go to run outside into the, because they're waiting for me in the Uber. And I just hear, and I turn around and my brand new Delicia Di Marshmallow. Okay, guys, my favorite perfume of all time, a brand new one that I just freaking bought, shattered all over the lobby floor. Everywhere, shattered everywhere. Stabbed everybody in the legs, people bleeding around me.
It did not.
And they were like, what is that? And I was like, oh my God. I go, sir, oh my God. I go, sir, I'm so sorry. That was my fault. That's my perfume. I'm so sorry. I zip it and I ran up.
Oh my God.
Because he goes, no, he's like, it's okay. We got it. Because I was like trying to, and I was like, okay, you got it. Okay. And I literally ran into the Uber.
And I will say, when we came back hours later to get our bags back, all you smelled was marshmallow. Very, like, very strong perfume, I must say.
If you guys know, you know, Delicia Di Marshmallow does not go away. It lasts forever and the whole lobby.
They're smelling it right now?
No, for sure. But guys, I go into fight or flight whenever that happens to me. Oh my gosh. I mean, I was telling Jesse this when my perfume broke, but one time I was in Baker's. Do you guys remember the shoe store Baker's? I don't know if it was just like a Miami thing. I don't know.
Maybe.
But it was like a shoe store, whatever. And it was very popular back in the day. I leaned on the wall with a bunch of shoes. Like it was a shelf with a shit ton of shoes. I was in high school. I leaned on it and the entire wall, I'm not even like one shelf, bro. I don't know who built that fucking thing. The entire thing came down with all of the shoes. Like, bah, 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 like a mountain, an avalanche of shoes. And I was with my cousin Giovanna and she took off. She hauled ass out of that Baker store. Runs in the family.
I would do that.
Oh my God. It was the most embarrassing moment of my life. I'm like there trying to help her put the shoe. She's like, no, forget it. Just go. She's like, just go. Oh, she was so
upset. Fucking despised you.
No.
She was a witch. She casted spells on you.
No, she hated me. And I was there like trying to help her. Oh my God. It was a nightmare. And that breaking of the perfume just took me back to that. It was
right,
so scary.
As it should. It's very similar.
Yeah. Not as bad, thank God, but
I didn't know what the fuck was going on. I was sitting in the car. I looked to my right and once again I see Kathleen running just towards me. I'm like, what's going on? She's like, broke my brand new fucking Delicia Di Marshmallow. And then on the way to the wine bar, she's like, oh, it's on back order. Can't even order it.
Oh yeah, I went to go buy another one. Lucky scent. I'm like, Of course, it's on freaking back order. So pissed. No, but you know what I did want to mention really quickly? Because, of course, I literally, be careful what you say, okay? Careful the things that you say.
Okay. I will.
Oh my God, it really is the little hour for me. Me and
oh
Emilia
no,
call
she's
it
got the giggles.
Me and Emilia call it sleepy drunk. And like I'm telling you guys, after 10 p.m. I'm like a different person. I'm a different person. 100%. We never filmed this late. Yeah. We never.
Never.
But guys, this is actually not a funny story. I said the story on my stories on Instagram, but you don't watch my stories, so you didn't see this.
Sometimes I do.
Did you see about my sleep paralysis the other day?
Again?
Yeah, I told you it happens all the time.
Damn, but how often does it happen?
The thing is that it always happens to me if I'm taking a nap. Like, if I go to take a nap, it happens every time I nap. Guaranteed.
Oh my God, I would never nap.
I know, I'm like petrified. I'm napping, but sometimes I fall asleep. And dude, I had woken up the other day to like feed the dogs or something. So I woke up really early, like at 6 a.m., whatever. I lay back down around like 8:45 and I fall asleep. Jesse, remember how I said, literally just last week, remember how I said that I never hear things or see things in my sleep paralysis?
No.
I swear to you, I swear to you, I'm like, what? How? 33 years, I go with sleep paralysis without this happening to me.
It's because I brought it up. God damn it. It was me.
No. And this was really bad. I'm actually really scared. And I didn't go into super detail on my stories because I'm scared that people are going to be like, oh, girl, that's the devil coming for you.
No. Listen, I don't know what it is. I do want to hear about it in a second because I can't not know. But I think I brought it. Like, I made that happen. I'm the one who literally, it's not a real person.
I know you think you have powers.
No, it's not just that I have powers. It's your brain is actually far more powerful than mine. You make all sorts of things your reality. You know what I mean?
Which is not good because, hello, my brain is not a good place. I think about 100 ways to die from here to the sidewalk.
I know. I think you just heard that and then it did whatever this is. No. So what was it?
But this was really bad. Okay. So it's like 8:45. I'm like asleep, but I'm like awake. And I feel this super, super heavy weight of like a man sitting next to me. No. Like I feel it on my bed. Like I like jerk up to like see who just sat next to me. But I obviously can't move. So I'm like trying to fight. And obviously, you know, like the more you fight, like whatever. But I felt like someone wasn't, Jesse. I felt it go into my, like, come near my face and start whispering. Not, I swear, like, 10 toes. I swear on Porter that this happened. He comes into my ear and he's like, the weird thing is that, like, this demon or whatever the fuck this was, like, being nice to me and, like, saying nice things in my ear, but it was, like, a sex demon. I swear.
No.
He goes into my ear. He goes, you're so hot. I know this sounds like a not real story.
You're, like, scared, but low-key, you're like...
I know this doesn't sound real. That's why I didn't want to say this part on my story.
But everyone was with you until then. No. I mean, no, yeah, people literally have sex with ghosts. I believe you. I just know you created him, but it's real, but I feel like your mind created him.
No, it happened. It wasn't a dream. This happened.
No, not a dream. Like, if I really, really, really believed that there's someone sitting on my floor right now, I could make myself believe that. Not really, right. Really, not me now, no. But like, you know what I mean?
Yes, no, I get that.
It can't be, and the timing's like, not coincidental. Like, it can't be.
I don't know, but like, okay, it got into my ear and it was saying that. It started to say some other things, like sexual things to me.
He said, I'll keep those to myself.
No, I swear, I don't remember. Like, I was literally panicking. I was freaking
That's
the fuck
awful.
Out.
Yeah.
But all I could remember is like, and then like it was getting like closer into my ear the more that I would fight it, whatever. And it was like, bro, like I felt it. He was on my shoulder, like coming towards me and whispering. And then I was like wiggling my toes, whatever. I finally broke free. I got up and I was like looking around and I was completely alone. But I swear to you, I have never taken a bigger shit in my life.
Did you shit?
No, I mean, I almost did. I almost did. I got a skin mark on my underwear. Story. I was like, what are the fucking odds? And you know what? I don't know if it's because I'm currently reading Secrets and Masks. It's a Dramini fan fiction.
Fucking A.
They call him like, he has like a demon mask. Draco, he has like, he fights for the
Kathleen.
For Voldemort. And he has a demon mask.
That is literally what it is.
I fall asleep reading it all the time. Or the fact that I've...
Are you fucking kidding me? I just asked you, do you ever see... anything during sleep paralysis, and you're like, no, never. And then you're reading the Draco thing. It just coupled in both of those. That was Draco.
No, thankfully I didn't see anything. Well, let me tell you, Draco sounded evil and creepy. Like his fingers are long and skinny, and like
yeah, but because he has a demon mask.
Oh my god, it scared me. I also fell asleep watching Devil in Disguise, which is the John Wayne Gacy.
Oh my, I literally cannot. Did you also have just demon music playing? Like, what the fuck? You summoned him, bitch.
No, don't say that because I'm scared that I did.
Well, he left though, right? That's it.
Yeah, I know, but I'm like, great, now I'm scared to take my next nap. What the fuck am I going to see in my next nap?
Wait, when was that?
On Monday. Oh. Monday, bro. The day after.
Oh my god.
Like, what the fuck?
That is insane.
Horrible. I just...
Wow, I'm really sorry. No, that is actually very scary. But I...
Yeah, it was
yeah.
So scary.
Yeah,
I had to update you immediately. I'm like, well, I told her I can't. I don't see it. And yeah, well, I thought you would get a kick out of that.
Do you want to tell them about your train ride home, which everybody was very proud of you for riding the train by yourself?
It was the worst experience of my life. I hated the train ride home. Okay, guys, on my way to Orlando, super good. It was amazing. I went on
the 5:30.
Minus the sleep paralysis, yeah. But I went on the train, on the 5:30 train, and like I got there at 9 a.m. The vibes were good, whatever. The 6 p.m. train, the vibes were not good. Vibes were not good.
Was it?
Well, there was a lot of men around me, a lot.
Oh.
That alone makes me very uncomfy. Right, and then the guy behind me was singing at the top of his lungs. Like, why are we singing the whole train ride? Why?
No, are you joking?
I swear to you, he had his headphones on and was like, I'm like, sir, please. And like, I don't know what was up with him. He kept going, like he had something in his throat. And I'm
me
like,
sleeping.
Lord have mercy.
Not to sidetrack, but did I mention to you that this trip has prompted me to get sleep help? I'm getting tested, mama. I'm going to get a cure.
Wait, are you?
No, literally. I'm going to do like an at-home sleep test.
Abby said enough.
Abby was so dramatic about it. Her freaking boyfriend snores, but just because she doesn't love my pee-pee, she doesn't like to tolerate it.
I will say, Abby was being dramatic. I think so.
I think so too. I mean, I was asleep, so I don't know what was going on.
Really quick, guys, before I go back to my train ride from hell. So me and Jesse slept in one bed, and then Abby and Janice slept in the other bed. And Jesse's...
My breathe right strips.
Jessie's breathe right strip wasn't sticking to her nose because she put on face cream before her breathe right strip.
Classic mistake.
So she's like, you know what, guys? I can't sleep with my breathe right strip today. So if I start snoring, just turn me over.
I gave very specific instructions. I said, I don't snore on my side. I only snore on my back, which, as I've done some research since then, is otherwise known as positional sleep apnea. Okay.
Yeah. But I will say, you were on your side and you were definitely snoring.
I was very tired. I swear, I usually do not snore on my side. That's what I hear from everybody.
I believe you.
That was the night that I was so exhausted that I had to leave Horror Nights early and I was just like dying.
But it was, you know, it was the combo. It was the no breathe right strip, you know, you're extra tired. But she was like laying down and she was snoring. And honestly, like, it didn't really bother me. But Abby was like, just when I thought that you were going to push Jesse to her side so she can stop snoring, she's like, you pull out your sound machine and you just turn on your sound machine and go to sleep. I'm like, yeah, I just turn on a little brown noise and I don't hear Jesse anymore.
I mean, I'm like one with it. If anything, I'm working with it to help you guys go to sleep. I'm a bit of a trumpet, if you will. It's so annoying to fucking snore. I have this memory of when I was 15 and I went on a like a beach vacation and these girls, like I was asleep, but the girls that I was staying in the room with, like they thought that I couldn't hear what they were saying, but I did hear what they were saying. And they were saying that I snore very loud and it was driving them insane, which is not a very mean thing to say because like honestly facts, but it literally was like, fuck. So I did end up getting surgery after that. I did. And it worked for a while, but
yeah, you said you had full-on surgery. You removed something in your nose. Huh?
My adenoids, yeah. And then they grew motherfucking back after literally having the worst post-op pain ever. It was awful recovering from that. I'm never going to do that again. So I need to figure something else out.
Would you do it again?
No.
Would you do it again?
No, no. But I looked it up. There's different things. There's mouth guards. There's like certain things that are not a CPAP machine because God bless. I cannot.
Can you imagine you going with your travel CPAP machine to Orlando?
No, I literally Caesar, when we stayed with him in Vegas, he has sleep apnea. He brings his CPAP machine everywhere. Honestly, super quiet, super discreet. But for me, like, I don't think I could literally sleep with it. Like, I move a lot. And also in general, like,
oh my God.
I don't think I have severe sleep apnea. Okay. Because I don't feel tired. Like, I feel like fine.
You didn't stop breathing. You know how like sleep, Danny used to have sleep apnea and like he would fully like die in the middle of the night.
So, yeah,
like,
there's people that have that.
You kept snoring and sleeping and I was
like, I think it was very mild. Very mild.
Very mild. You barely snored.
Anyway, I'm so sorry. Continue.
Anyway, I thought that was so funny. Abby was like, girl, get checked. I was up all night.
Oh my so God. Funny. We call her Honest Abby. She really do be telling you the truth, whether you like it or not.
I love that. I love it. It's my favorite thing about her. But anyway, guys, so besides this guy, like, I don't know, snorting something behind me the entire time and singing the whole time, and there was a lot of men on the train, we stop at Aventura, and God bless. So, like, very unfortunate. There was a woman who, this is not funny, but it just so happened that the last person who was about to, she was the last person getting off the train at Aventura and she fell on the train. She didn't fall like in between the train or like in front of the train. Obviously she's perfectly like she was fine, you know, she fell on the train, but it was a very, very hard fall. Very hard. So we need, you know what's so fucked up, this is so fucked up, but like, bro, do you remember that video that you this is so fucking mean. I'm sorry, God. Because pobrecita, like, for real, pobrecita. But you know that video that you referenced of that lady being like, yeah. She made that noise when she fell.
Bro, and they fucking copyrighted me when I tried to put it. Do you remember? I'm like, that bitch.
And then they did. But pobrecita, so you can tell that she fell hard as fuck. She fell forward. Wait, boom.
She was doing that noise?
Yes, when she fell. Like,
why'd she fall? Like, she tripped over something?
Yeah, I don't know whose book, but something. She tripped. I don't know what she tripped on, but she went.
But you saw
forward.
The fall.
I didn't see it fall. I just felt like the ground shake. She fell so hard. And then I look, I think she fell hard as hell. And I look and like, pobrecita, she was, and then they screamed like, oh, we need medical attention because bro, she fell on her face.
But did she get up?
Well, yeah, after they helped her up and well, they were trying to help her up and all of this, it was like this whole thing and they needed medical attention. Guys, we were stopped at the Aventura stop for 1 hour.
No.
It's 17 minutes away from Miami, like on the train, and we were there for a whole hour, just stopped there waiting
for
medical
attention. But my
question
is, why didn't they just take her off to give her medical attention? She was trying to get off anyway.
Everybody on the train, like waiting to go back to Miami, was asking that same question. They're like, can we? And then there, it was getting to a point where people were like, let us get off so we could just get off here in Aventura. We don't need to go to Miami. We'll just Uber to Miami. And they didn't let us get off.
What?
Yes.
No,
yes,
that's
it was
insane.
super bizarre, super weird. But I didn't end up getting back to Miami till like 11 something, and I was supposed to get there at 10 p.m. and I got there like at 11 something, and I was petrified. My run, you should have seen me, I looked insane getting off of the train, the only person running for her life. I ran.
Oh,
ran
honey,
up the stairs.
I believe it.
I ran up the stairs and I went straight to the ride lift share, and my Uber driver was waiting for me. I hauled ass. Like, I was the first bitch out of there.
You're not going to kidnap me because he can't catch me.
I was just gonna say, ain't nobody kidnapping me with my heavy ass backpack.
If you ever see Kathleen in public and she's running, just please, just leave her be. Just let her go to her destination.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get away from the kidnappers.
That's another thing that we forgot to mention.
What?
Upon entering the gates of Universal, Kathleen said, and I have this on camera, she looked at me, she goes, we're gonna meet, like, I have a feeling so many people are gonna come out to us. Like, we're gonna meet so many people.
I'm like, we're going to be so many subscribers at Horror Nights. Like, all of our subscribers are here tonight. I just know they are. They're here. Nobody. Not a soul.
Luckily, two subscribers of Kathleen did come up to her throughout the trip, but none of the JK podcast. When she said it, I was like, I mean, I don't really know. Like, I'm not, no, literally not a single soul. So God
bless. We leave Universal and I was like, it's nighttime. You can't see us. Walking into Islands, I'm like, here, they're going to come up to us. Nobody.
Not a single soul. Broad daylight. You know what?
Maybe,
it is what it is.
Maybe we're not ready for the Coca-Cola rocks just yet.
You know what? Maybe you're right. Listen, we did say in like a year. We didn't say right now.
Yeah, we didn't say only after 16 episodes.
Of course not. After 16 episodes, who's gonna fill up the Coca-Cola rocks after 16 episodes? Not us. So I did think that was very funny. And she's like, delete that. Don't you show them that. She
I'm
was
like,
so
do not
confident.
Put that in. I was confident, honestly. I expected it. But you know what? Next time. Next time you guys see us in public.
Okay, are we ready for our Halloween candy tier list?
Oh, yeah, guys. We had a great idea to do a Halloween candy tier list since this is the bonbon episode. You know what I mean?
It just makes exactly sense. Right.
So how are we going to do this? Okay, we made some categories. We have Fantabulous.
Mm-hmm, of course, which is the best.
It is the best. This is like the best Halloween candy. Like, oh my gosh, if somebody tries to trade you or steal it, like you will literally bite their finger off. It's the best. Fantabulous, you know?
Mm-hmm. Our second tier is good stuff because, you know, like, that's good stuff. So it's good, but it's not fantabulous.
Yeah, it's not fantabulous, but it's good stuff.
It's definitely good stuff. I'll eat that.
Then we have this one that it's like, I'll eat it eventually. Like, you know, it'll be there a month later. It's like, fine, I'll pick it up. I'll eat it. And then our last one is trick or trash. Because you don't know if it's like trash or like a trick. Like, it's so bad.
Are you tricking me or is this trash?
Exactly. So
okay, beautiful.
Those are our four tiers.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, so how are we going to do this? Because I know damn well we have completely different tastes in Halloween.
You don't know
candy.
Damn well shit nothing.
I do know. I just have a feeling. So are we going to like, are we going to agree on the tier? Or like,
you also
we
had
just
a feeling
one...
we wouldn't make it to George's Wine Bar.
You know, that is true.
Your
that
feelings true. Cannot be trusted.
But the luggage gods were in our favor, except they weren't because I broke Delisa too much. My thing is just like, are we going to work off the same list, the tier list?
Yeah, we're going to have to debate to agree on having things on.
Okay. Okay.
The same
okay.
Tier
sounds
list.
Good. Sounds good. Okay. First one is Twix.
Oh, Twix is solid. That's good stuff, I think.
Twix is solid.
Honestly.
Yeah, I think Twix is good stuff.
I mean, I
can
honestly take it or leave it. I really could. Like, if I see a Twix, really? I'm not going to, like, gobble it down. You know what I mean? But I will definitely eat a Twix. That's good stuff.
Yeah, would you trade it? Like, would you trade for a Twix?
I mean, no, I wouldn't trade for a Twix. It depends on what I'm trading. Am I trading licorice? Then, yeah, I'll trade that for fucking Twix.
Oh my God, you feel like you would just eat it eventually then.
No, it's good stuff. When I taste it, that's, I'm like, that's good stuff. But I just don't really crave a Twix ever.
I get you. Okay, this one I feel like we're not going to agree on. Candy corn.
You sent me a voice note about this. I like candy corn.
You do?
I do like candy corn. Yes, I eat candy corn every Halloween.
Because I think candy corn's fantabulous.
No, See, I can't agree with you on fantabulous because it does get like it's sickly a little bit. Like once you're eating too much, like it's definitely too much. If I eat too much, then I start thinking about the fact that it does have the texture of candle wax and it starts stressing me out. So I would say
it definitely does.
Honestly, I would I eat candy corn, so it has to be good stuff. But also, if I don't eat candy corn, like if I go trick-or-treating and I don't get candy corn, me just stealing my kids' candy. But like if I don't get candy corn, like I'll be fine. Like if I have my
I'll be so upset.
Tier. Oh. So we should put it at good stuff.
What do we do?
We should put it at good stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's not fantabulous. Because
you would eat it eventually. I think it's fantabulous. So we put it in the middle.
Precisely. Yeah. I know there's so many people who are going to be writing about that.
Oh, yeah. They hate candy corn out in them streets.
I mean, it does give wax melts, but honestly, pretty good.
It does. But it's so good. It's the essence of Halloween.
It is.
Next up, we have Jolly Ranchers.
I would take it or leave it. I don't really give a shit about Jolly Rancher.
I'll eat it eventually. Yeah. I'll eat it eventually.
Oh, I keep forgetting the name of the tier. Eat it eventually.
Yeah.
Jolly Rancher is definitely an eat it eventually. Like maybe one day when I'm high and like I'm just like randomly like, oh, I really want something with some, you know what I mean? I'll go for that.
I just hate that it gets stuck in your teeth and like, you know what I mean? Like
so hardcore.
It's so hardcore.
Have I ever told you the story of the one time that I bit into a Werther's original and my entire my crown came out?
No, don't say that.
And I was living with Jonathan, literally. And I had to like go around with a little tooth until,
Wow, Jonathan just sucks.
No.
His fault.
I mean, yeah. I don't really know. But I look at Jolly Ranchers the same. Like, they're too powerful. They're too sticky and powerful.
I will say, my favorite shots ever are Jolly Rancher shots. All you have to do is get a few water bottles, okay? Drink the water. And then fill them with vodka and leave a little bit... or like maybe like this much in the water bottle, leave it empty.
These measurements are not precise. Do not take our advice on drinks. Responsibly. Yeah,
take my advice. I know what I'm talking about. Leave this much of the water bottle empty and then fill it with a shit ton of Jolly Ranchers, obviously the same color. If you mix them, it starts to taste really weird, but like I'll do like a green water bottle. Like we did this for the Halloween party we had, and then we had like goblin goo or like love potion for one, like for the red one.
I need to do that for Abby's Halloween party.
Oh my God, you would be the biggest.
Do you have
hit
pictures that you can send me so I can copy it?
Yes, I'll send you pictures. And you have to leave it overnight though, so you have to prepare it the night before because they melt overnight into the thing, and the next day, guys, it's just pure like blue liquid or red liquid, and you can't even taste the alcohol. You don't taste the vodka anymore.
It's that's the problem. Jolly Rancher. I'm excited.
Yeah, it's a huge problem. You gotta really fill it up with Jolly Rancher, like this much.
Regular vodka, not like flavored?
Regular.
Oh, slay.
Because it takes the flavor.
Yeah.
It takes the flavor of the Jolly Rancher. It's so good. So when it comes to that for Halloween, fantabulous.
Fantabulous. But otherwise, I'll eat it later.
I'll eat eventually. This is, for me, I have a hot take with this one. Snickers. I fucking hate Snickers.
I was about to say, I'll eat it eventually. Like,
yeah.
And honestly, I probably won't.
To me, it's trick or trash.
No, yeah. Honestly, it might be trick or trash.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm surprised people love Snickers.
Snickers gives me the vibe that I'm eating a protein bar, but I'm not. So like, why is this so rich? I mean, I'll eat it, but honestly, I'd rather not.
Yeah. Okay. So trick or trash?
Trick or trash? Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. Okay. We have Skittles.
I think Skittles are fantabulous. I do.
Oh my God, so do I. I think Skittles are fantabulous.
I fucking love Skittles. I don't like the tropical Skittles and stuff.
I was just gonna say, I hate the tropical.
Medicinal and gross, those are trick or trash. But the regular, original, or sour, I do love sour Skittles as well.
Oh, I love a sour. Have you tried the Skittles gummies?
I think I have. Have I?
Oh my God, they're sour. The sour gummy ones, they're so good.
I love to burn my tongue with some sour Skittles.
Oh my God.
Can't eat right for
a
day or two. I love it. Fantabulous.
I love it too. Fantabulous. I agree.
You see, we're agreeing on everything, you bitch.
We are. Except candy corn.
Well, we compromised.
Next up is Almond Joy.
Oh, trick or trash.
Yeah, absolute trick or trash. And mounds.
Anything with coconut sends me into orbit. The texture, whatever demon created the texture of coconut needs to die a thousand deaths. It is so fucking foul to me. It makes my like entire sensor, like I'm in sensory overload. I can't. I need to spit it out. I can't swallow it.
Yeah, I don't like little things collecting in the back of my throat and then like, you know, reappearing.
Oh my God. That reminded me of a story. Uh-oh.
The John Mayer story?
No. What?
Oh, what?
My grandma used to make, I've told so many stories online, who knows? But this is an obscure one. My grandma used to make like all sorts of things out of mangoes. And so she would make me like mango jam and like mango. Have I told you this story?
No, you haven't.
Well, I would eat it because she would make it for me fresh and I loved it and whatever. But I was like, oh my God, like she's literally always getting her hair stuck in the fucking mango thing. Cause like literally there would be like hair stuck in my teeth. And I felt like la pobre, like, you know, she's just an older woman trying to make me mango jam. I thought that years before I realized that mango has little hairs in it.
No, you're lying.
No, I swear to God, like if you go down to the pit of a mango, it's like hairy. You know what I mean? And she would
My mom used to make dolls out of them.
Dolls? Out of the pits?
In Cuba, they have like very, very hairy mangoes. She would eat the whole thing until the seed and like shave side, draw a face. Like, look, por eso, the kids in Cuba.
That's so depressing.
She would shave one side. She would shave the side, draw a face, and then like brush the other side like hair. I swear.
That is so cute and so creative, but that just caught me really off guard, which is why I laughed. Okay.
Yeah, it is so cute and creative, but also those poor kids in Cuba.
No, literally, that's fucking awful. Yeah, no, I lived many years just feeling bad for my grandma and being like, I love her mango jam, but she puts her hair in it. But it was just the mangoes.
I love that. This is another one. There's a I feel like we're going to disagree on this one sure. Kit Kat.
Okay. Honestly, I would put a Kit Kat on I'll Eat It Later. Or what is it?
Oh. Wow. I'll eat it eventually for the love of God. Eventually.
I will probably eat a Kit Kat if it's there, but something about the chocolate they use in Kit Kats, I don't love personally.
I hate Kit Kats.
Oh.
I hate them even more than Snickers. They're trigger trash for me. I hate them with a burning passion, but it's because I don't like the texture of wafer, that shit in the middle.
Oh, that's the only part I like.
Oh my God, I hate that part. I love the chocolate. I used to like eat around the chocolate like and then leave the wafer.
Interesting. So then what we're going to have to do is put Kit Kat in the middle.
Okay. My favorite, if this is not fantabulous for you, I will riot. This is my favorite chocolate of all time. Reese's.
I wouldn't say it's fantabulous for me, honestly.
Reese's peanut butter cups are not fantabulous for you.
I will say that's good stuff. I would say that. But fantabulous? I'm trying to think of what's fantabulous for me as a chocolate.
Hold on, guys. I fear nothing. It's fantabulous. So just
no, I put Skittles there.
You're a harsh critic.
I put Skittles.
That's true.
And I think chocolate wise, I would put.
Well, don't tell me. We gotta get there.
I don't know. I think that should be in the middle of fantabulous and good stuff because I feel like it's just so the peanut butter just sticks to my fucking mouth.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
It's the best part. I love it.
It is
so
very
much.
Good, and I do love Reese's, but it's not fantabulous.
Oh, you're crazy. It's so fantabulous. It's to me even above fantabulous. It's so good. I do prefer the original Reese's peanut butter cup besides the like little ones. I don't love the little ones.
Right. Yeah. Oh, that's true.
I'm also kind of like a Reese's hater with everything else, like Fast Break, like when they put pretzels in the peanut butter cup.
I fucking love the Fast Break. I love it.
Do you?
No, not Fast Break. It's Take Five, isn't it?
What the hell is that?
Like the one with the pretzel.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
Oh, hell yeah. I love those.
Okay, Swedish fish.
I'll eat it eventually.
Really? And to me, that's trash. I hate those things.
No, I'll definitely eat it.
Trash.
Anything gummy, like, I'm going to chew on you at some point, you know?
Actually, you know what? Fine. Okay, it's not as bad because I hate Twizzlers with a burning passion. We can do that one next. But like, Swedish fish, I'll eat it eventually. Twizzlers is trash. Wait, you love Twizzlers?
I fucking love Twizzlers.
You love Twizzlers? I hate them.
I'm so sorry, but I do love Twizzlers and I'm going to have to put them on at least good stuff. At least.
You would say fantabulous level?
Yeah, like that's the first thing I'll eat if I have a trick or treat.
Oh my God.
Only because.
I am trading those bitches so quick.
Only because it gives me, like, I like the very, very subtle flavor. Granted, it's very subtle. I'll give you that. But it like satisfies something, like, the texture. It satisfies something in me so deeply. It's like I'm biting into a cable, but I can't bite into real cables. You know what I mean?
You know what? It definitely does feel like you're eating a cable. I'll give you that.
Shit, where do we put it then?
I'll eat it eventually.
Yeah, we'll put it in I'll eat it eventually because that's the only, I mean, for me, as you know.
Well, no, maybe we do it in the, where it's like almost good stuff. I don't know. I don't know where we put that bit.
We'll put it in. I'll eat it eventually because, oh, I will.
Okay.
And I'll eat yours eventually too.
Okay. What about Sour Patch Kids?
Ooh, Sour Patch Kids. That's good stuff.
I do think that's good stuff. I like the little kids more than the... No. Do I like the watermelons more?
Sour Patch watermelons are very good. I will say the Sour Patch Kids does have a couple flavors I'm not too keen on. Like, I really only like blue, to be honest.
Yeah, blue and red.
Blue and red, yeah. Red. But when I'm getting a yellow, I'm like, you know, I gotta kind of like put up with it for the rest. So I would put it in good stuff because like I'm always gonna eat them.
Yeah, I agree. I think they're good stuff.
They're not amazing.
Milky Way.
Milky Way, which one is... Oh, I love Milky Ways. I do. They're very good.
I like them, but I prefer the Midnight Milky Way, like the one in the dark chocolate ones.
Oh, I don't think I've ever tried that, actually.
Oh my God, please go try it because their nougat is like vanilla. It's like the white nougat and it's so good with the, like, I will say Midnight Milky Way is my favorite chocolate bar of all time. But like regular Milky Way, to me, it's just good stuff.
Yeah, no, definitely good stuff. I mean, I literally, chocolate wise, that's one of the first I go for. You haven't said the name of the other one that's the first I go for, and I feel like you're going to hate them. Could I just say
Three
the
Musketeers?
Name?
Three Musketeers?
No. Butterfinger.
I love their Fantabulous.
You do? Oh my God, I love Butterfinger so much. Absolutely Fantabulous.
No, so Fantabulous. And you know what's even more Fantabulous? But they took it off. Like, they don't sell them anymore. They haven't sold them in years.
What?
Butterfinger BBs.
Really? I've never seen that.
You don't know what a Butterfinger BB is?
BB? No.
Hold on. Oh my God. Are you joking? I used to eat them like nonstop as a kid. They're way better than Butterfingers because they like, since they're little round balls, they don't like stick to.
Oh my God. I never had that. And now they don't even have You're them. Liar. So I can never try them. So why are you telling me about this?
Wait, you've never had Butterfinger BBs? I have to show you this. I have to show you this.
Never.
You're lying. You never saw this?
Oh shit, that looks good. No, it's kind of like a bunch of crunch, but like in they're like
Butterfingers. Little. They're just Butterfingers in little balls.
God. No, I never had that.
Oh my God, they're so freaking good. Butterfinger babies were. Oh, I love Butterfinger. I don't care that it gets stuck into my teeth.
No,
it's fantastic.
No, I love it because then I could eat more of it throughout the next hour. Like, literally, so yes. Good.
Okay, what about Three Musketeers?
Three Musketeers. I mean, it's good stuff. I like a Three Musketeer. I'm not against a Three Musketeer.
I think it's fantabulous, but we can put it in good stuff. I love Three Musketeers.
Literally, I'm not joking. If I have a pail of trick-or-treat candy, my eyeballs go towards Twizzlers, Butterfinger, Milky Way, and Three Musketeers. Those are like the four that I just circulate.
Okay, okay, then Musketeers can be fantabulous.
I guess it could. It's good. No, it is good. It is good. I honestly forgot kind of what's in it. What's in it again?
Just straight nougat.
No, I think I do like it. Yeah, no. I'm telling you, it's one of the... I know the wrapper because it's the one I always go for. So yeah, it must be good. Fantabulous.
It must be fantabulous. It must be. Okay. This one, I have a very, very strong reaction to these Tootsie Rolls.
I mean, trick or trash, honestly.
Yeah,
trick
like straight... What is even in that? That's not chocolate. What is that?
It's kind of like a... It's kind of like a... Like somebody who tried chocolate once 80 years ago, never had it again, is trying to like recreate it. But it's not. It's never going to be the same.
Literally. Have you ever seen Friends? I've asked you this 100 times. Have you ever watched Friends?
That is actually concerning that you just asked me that. No, I haven't.
There's an episode where she's like... She works for this company and they created Mocklet. Just like fake chocolate. And I swear every time I eat a Tootsie Roll, I'm like, this is what chocolate must taste like.
Yeah, no, it's disgusting. Honestly disgusting.
I hate it. If I could put it even beneath Trick or Tranch, I would. Okay, what about Blow Pops?
Fantabulous.
Fantabulous.
Oh, if I get a Blow Pop, I'm like, it's Christmas. I mean, honestly, this is delicious.
Blue, sour apple, and red. Top three.
I love sour apple. That is like, but I also... So good. Did you say blue?
I forget the name of it. Blue raspberry and then the red and then the green.
I can't even remember what blue raspberry tastes like. Yeah. I love the OG flavor, which is the red one. I also, though, like the strawberry. Strawberry's delicious.
I'm not a big fan of strawberry flavored things, I will say.
It's such a good strawberry, though. All the Blow Pops just make my mouth water. Like, they're so good. And I literally make it
really, really good.
Three licks and I'm biting, honestly.
Oh, I bet. How do you feel about Dum Dums?
My God. Dum Dums? Oh, wait. I thought you were talking about dots. No, Dum Dums are delicious, but I really only like cotton candy flavor or blue raspberry.
Yeah, those are really, really good. But to me, they're fantabulous.
Fantabulous.
Sounds good. Okay, what about M&M's?
I'll eat it eventually. Yeah.
You'll eat it eventually? It's not even good stuff?
I mean, it's good.
Oh my God. There is something so glorious about popping over a mini M&M tube. Oh my God.
Oh, mini M&Ms. Mini M&Ms are superior.
Well, just, I feel like the family, the M&M family, I hate peanuts, and even I will eat an M&M, a peanut M&M.
Oh, those are so dry. If you've never tried this, just put a handful of M&Ms in your mouth and let them melt. Let them melt in there. And it is so quite good. Glorious.
Honestly?
Truly. I do love it.
I think they're fantastic.
No, no, absolutely.
We
could
put it in.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Good stuff. We could put it in good stuff.
Starburst.
Oh, fantabulous.
I agree. Fantabulous. Although I will say,
pink and yellow.
I only eat red and pink.
Yeah. Red?
Yellow!
Are you fucking kidding me? You eat the red over yellow?
I'm going to say something crazy. Guys, sit down for this. I eat the red over the pink.
No, and that's because you have problems.
Yeah, I love
that. That is not normal. That is not normal.
I'm like addicted to cherry flavor.
Oh, so you love a Robitussin.
No,
you do, because that's what that Starburst is giving.
Oh my God. First of all, the yellow Starburst? Shame on you.
No, they're delicious. They're so good.
That's disgusting.
Oh my God.
At least give me orange or something. Ew, yellow, nasty.
Oh my God. How could I forget? Whoppers.
I love
Whopper.
Fantabulous.
God, they're so good. Wowzers.
Yeah, I love Whoppers so much. What about, okay, this is my favorite candy of all time, so I'm gonna put it in fantabulous, but how do you feel about Fun Dip?
Oh, delicious. But they don't really, oh yeah, they do give that on Halloween, you're right.
Yeah, they do give that on.
I love everything about it. I love the extremely potent powders that make you go like this. And I love the like kind of flavorless, kind of sugary stick. I love all of it.
No, yeah, flavorless. This stick has so much flavor. What are you talking about? So good. How about Nerds?
Fantabulous. Fantabulous.
Fantabulous. I agree. In every form. In rope, cluster, and regular.
Oh, I will fuck up a rope. I will definitely fuck up some clusters. I buy them all the time. Delicious. Oh, yeah.
The blue bag.
Oh,
the blue bag is my
favorite. God, amazing.
We spoke about this on the last episode of the podcast, but Hershey's Cookies and Cream?
No. If I get a Hershey's Cookies and Cream bar for Halloween, fantabulous. First of all, at fantabulous. Any time, fantabulous. But if I get an original Hershey's chocolate bar, which they sell all the time in the fun size, trick or trash. I hate the Hershey's chocolate. Something's wrong with it.
Okay. Laffy Taffy. Oh. Boy, do they give these out on Halloween.
Boy, do they ever. Ugh.
Trash.
Trash, honestly. Trick or trash.
Ugh. They are trash, trash, trash.
But Airheads, fantabulous.
Fantabulous. Fantabulous. Airheads are absolutely
same vibe, very different flavors. They're giving more like fruit roll-up. Laffy Taffy's giving like creamy.
And hard as
hard,
shit.
Yeah.
Not into it. It's like I'm not into Now and Laters at all.
Oh, I like a Now and Later. I will say, every time you unwrap it, it does get stuck to the candy, and I do have an issue with that.
And you have to like suck on it and chew on it for a really long time. See, a Starburst just gives me exactly what I want when I eat.
That is true.
You know what I mean?
That is true.
I'm going to put that a Now and Later in trash.
But I'll eat it eventually.
Okay, so.
We'll put it in a minute.
York Peppermint Patty, do they give those out?
Oh my God, trick or trash. What are you talking about?
Trash.
Absolutely.
Anything with chocolate and peppermint. I know I offended some people in the last week's episode, but God, I hate that combo.
Good.
Ooh, these are ones that I loved as a kid and now as an adult, not so much, but Smarties.
Oh, fantabulous.
Fantabulous?
No. Good stuff. You're right. It doesn't have the punch of the rest of the fantabulous tier. So I agree with that.
To me, I'll eat it eventually. I'll eat a Smarties eventually, but we can put it in the middle.
Right.
It's just too powdery. You know what I mean?
Yes. No, I do. It's like chalk.
Okay. Our last candy is Lemonheads.
I think they're fantabulous.
I hate them. I actually hate them.
I love them. No. I think they're good stuff. Come on. You eat it eventually?
I think, I'll eat it. I won't eat it at all. I hate Lemonheads.
Really?
I hate them.
Damn it. Okay, so then we have to put it in between I'll eat it eventually and trash.
Well, no, because you think they're fantabulous.
I really love a good lemon head. I do.
You know,
or like
so
one of those like crybabies. Oh, I love them. Warheads. Mm. Well,
okay, hold on. That is so different. I love Warheads.
Warheads are fantabulous. Yeah, 100%.
I agree. Fantabulous.
But Lemonheads, they make my mouth water, so. Well, anyway, we agreed on almost everything, and I think that's pretty amazing.
There was only like two extremes. Yeah. We only had two extremes, which are Lemonheads and Twizzlers.
Yeah.
Everything else, we kind of agreed on.
Nobody agrees with me on Twizzlers, except for my stepdad, Joe. Literally nobody.
No, it's literal garbage.
I mean, literal garbage. But I can recognize what it is, and I don't buy them like year round. But on Halloween?
It has no flavor, like none.
Very subtle. very subtle. Okay, so it is our bonbon challenge time before we wrap this up because it is getting late as hell.
No,
over
it's
here.
Literally like almost midnight. Literally. We've been sitting here for a long time, actually.
Literally.
The thing is that this challenge is not going to be super accurate because my bonbons are different shapes than yours.
What are yours? Mine are circles.
They're all circles?
They're all Lindt chocolates.
Oh man, I should have gotten circles because in the show they're circles.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't think this through, guys. I didn't get round bonbons like she has it in, like they have it in the show.
I don't
want
to waste these.
I got so this.
Are we going to try to chew them all?
No, we have to see how many we can shove in our mouth.
Then what happens once it's in our mouth?
You can eat it.
shit, what are you going to do with yours?
I'm probably going to spit it out.
Damn it. These are Lindt. Lindt ain't cheap, mama. Okay, ready? Are we going to just count it down and then just start stuffing our mouth and see how many we could fit?
This is not fair because some of these are square, some of these are round, and you just have
little
round ones.
Mine are fucking not little at all. They're huge. This is like two balls.
Okay, ready?
Okay.
How are we doing this?
We're just going to count it down and put them in our mouth. Ready?
And then just keep going?
Yeah, but count them as you're putting them in.
Oh, okay. You ready? Go.
Okay, ready? One, two, three. I lost count. You made one. I could only fit six.
Oh God! Oh God!
I can't hear you.
I could only fit six.
We're tied. Mm-hmm. I hate my fucking life. No, the sixth one completely took the rest of the room in my mouth.
Oh yeah. Wow. So basically, we're tied. Look at that.
Basically, we are.
A great challenge. I'm so glad we had that idea.
We're always thinking of really good ideas here on the JK podcast. No, honestly, I thought that was great.
Honestly, I thought you were going to beat me. I thought you were going to beat me. So I'm actually pretty proud of myself. Should we get on with lights, camera, smile?
We sure shall. Okay. Honestly, I just want you to tell me whether this is me or this is not me. Because I think this is me.
Okay.
It says on screen, me defending my friend no matter the situation.
Was she really schizophrenic? Was she just a bit out there? Was she just fabulous?
Come on. I feel like that's me.
That is you. That
when
is
you're me. My friend, I just feel like I'm always like, oh, that makes sense. Why? Of course. Of course.
No, that very much is you. I could literally rob a bank and she'd be like, well, you know what? You know, sometimes you have those days.
And you literally had your reasons. And that's all I had to say about that.
I do love that about you. I do.
We really love honest Abby, but we also love, you know, somebody who's a little bit delusional for their friends.
We do. I need both. Honest Abby and a delulu just. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Okay, so it's so funny how your lights, camera, smiles was like so you. Because my lights, camera, smiles is... So you also.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say it was so you. Okay.
No, so you. So my lights, camera, smiles today is a photo of Jesse that makes me smile.
No, stop. No.
So this is a picture I took of Jesse sleeping in the lobby of the Portofino Bay where
I hate you.
Clearly, where she looks like she is taking a shit right here in the middle of the lobby. Why does she look like she's in pain? I look at this photo and I smile every day since I took it.
I mean, do people sleep with happy faces on? What do people sleep like?
Not like they're taking a dump.
You know, I was really tired that day, as I have previously discussed.
That was a travel day.
That was the travel. I told you I was tired. I did. I didn't know that was being taken, obviously, or else I would have posted.
I don't know. It sure does make me smile, though.
I'm so appreciative of that. Yeah. Well, anyway, guys, that is all we've got for you today. We hope you have a wonderful Halloween. It's officially over for us, but you know what? We're going to find something else to celebrate. Maybe we'll just dress up one day randomly, surprise you, you know?
Yeah. Maybe we just come out next month like a turkey.
Yeah, maybe. Exactly. For Christmas antlers and the whole thing. Little elves. Exactly. Of course.
No, it was so funny. Shout out to the subscriber who told us that our costume should have been a phantom and a raccoon because that is literally so funny.
That is very, very
funny.
But like phantom of the opera or like a ghost?
Either or.
Yeah, either or. Honestly, we have flexibility here. Well, anyway, if you guys have been loving these Halloween episodes, we are so glad we have worked hard on them with, you know, our backgrounds. Tali has been killing it. I know this one probably looks sick. I don't know what it looks like at this moment, but I'm sure it looks amazing.
It looks like a living room.
Literally.
It looks great. However, our next episode, back to our regular scheduled programming, we'll have our brand new background.
We will. And then Talia will run free in the woods because she doesn't have to make any more backgrounds.
I'm so excited. I know you guys must miss the blue and yellow.
I know you
gradient.
Do, but too bad it's gone forever.
I know you do. So I'm so glad for you guys to see it and we could finally shut up about those these back.
And we will. But anyway, as always, if you made it to the end, we appreciate you and we will see you next Wednesday.
Or we won't.
JK.
What do you mean? JK. Lucy. JK. I love how we're Lucy and Ethel, not Ricky. But anyway, bye.
Yeah.